This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Nigeria's anti-police protesters have remained on the streets in Lagos, breaking the government curfew following a night of chaotic violence in which demonstrators were fired upon. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Police open fire as protesters continue to demonstrate against police brutality in Nigeria. Amnesty International said late Tuesday there was credible but disturbing evidence that security forces had fatally shot protesters who were demonstrating against police despite a new curfew being imposed. One protester has told the Associated Press that his brother was shot and killed in the previous day's demonstrations and that he himself had taken a bullet in the leg. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The hostage situation at a bank in Georgia's Zugdidi continues, with media reports quoting police who say one of the 20 hostages, a pregnant woman, was released. Negotiations were underway with the unidentified masked gunman who was wearing a military uniform. A local TV channel said he was demanding $500,000. The gunman gave police 2 hours to meet his demands, but the deadline expired without further developments. The biggest party in Malaysia's ruling alliance Wednesday called for a, quote, political ceasefire, end quote, to help tackle a new surge in coronavirus infections, a week after saying it was considering withdrawing support for the government. Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin faces a challenge from opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim, who met Malaysia's king last week in a bid to prove he has majority support from lawmakers to form a new government. Muhyiddin has since been in talks for a possible cabinet reshuffle to add more members from the United Malaysia National Organization, his coalition's largest party. This is VOA News. Fewer than 2 weeks until Election Day in the United States, President Donald Trump is tending to the Electoral College map as polls show him trailing in most battleground states. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president's hopping from one must-win state to the next, relying on rallies to boost turnout among his GOP base.
You can hear how big these crowds are. And by the way, you know, in all fairness to Erie, all over the country. It makes you feel good.
Yesterday in Pennsylvania and today in North Carolina, the president's delivering what his campaign sees as his closing message. Elect him and get a super recovery. Vote for Joe Biden and get depression, doom, despair, and boredom. Biden's off the trail while getting ready for tomorrow's final debate, though he will have former President Obama campaigning for him in Philadelphia. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The number of early ballots cast in the contest between President Trump and Mr. Biden passed 35 million. In Germany, policymakers are awaiting the outcome of the U.S. presidential election in the belief that it will have significant consequences for the country and for Europe. The EU's largest economy hosts around 36,000 U.S. troops, and at $200 billion a year, it is America's single largest trade partner in Europe. The leader of Bavaria's Christian Social Union warned Wednesday the coronavirus is at risk of spiraling out of control in Germany. While Germany's infection rates are lower than in much of Europe, they have been accelerating and hit a daily record Saturday, according to the Robert Koch Institute. Markus Söder told the Bavarian State Assembly, quote, Corona is back with full force. The second wave is here, end quote, adding caution and prudence were required. Ireland's central bank expects lenders to adopt interim measures to support borrowers experiencing temporary income shocks as a result of tightened COVID-19 restrictions. Governor Gabriel McClough said Wednesday. He told a parliamentary committee, quote, our clear expectation is that lenders engage effectively and sympathetically with distressed borrowers, end quote. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said Wednesday the biggest sticking point in coronavirus relief negotiations remains funding for state and local governments, but added the progress has been made toward a deal. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the White House and the Democratic majority U.S. House of Representatives, quote, are serious about finding a compromise, end quote. South Africa faces a high risk of resurging coronavirus infections that may force the country back into a stricter lockdown after new cases rose by 42% in Western Cape Province in the last 2 weeks, the health minister said Wednesday. He said in a statement, the increase in infections and deaths, quote, will inform the recommendations that the health department makes to the National Coronavirus Council. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.